have about 1.5 minutes for questions here, but I will take the liberty of mentioning that I think the speakers will be available for you to come up and ask questions of them individually after the session is over. If someone has a question right now, we'll be happy to take one. Question? Chuck? So we've succeeded in confusing you further, huh? I think that's a very, very good and important observation. It's actually something that I addressed head on for one of my clients, because there's this muddy confusion between basically a bunch of intersecting issues here that overlap and intersect, and they're all getting muddled. So it has to do with the issue of data versus materials, supplementary versus integral, et cetera. And so, you know, I found in the work that I was doing with this client that literally I had to provide a glossary with my report and with all the RFPs that we sent out, saying, here's what we mean when we're saying supplementary, here's what we mean when we're saying data versus materials, because they're not the same things. And this is actually one of the reasons that I think this NISO NFACE initiative is so important, because one of the things that they're developing best practices, and part of best practices is agreeing on terminology and agreeing on what do we mean when we say supplemental, what do we mean when we say materials versus data, because, you know, a lot of the supplementary materials are PDFs and Word files and, you know, other kinds of things in addition to videos and the things, the sexy things that we like to think of. But those aren't data in the sense that Todd's repository is managing data. And then you get into another issue of the data that is associated with the article is very different from the data that the researcher provides for the community. First of all, many articles can be derived and are derived from a set of data. And this is one of the reasons why researchers are often reluctant to put their data out there, is because they're not done with it yet. They've got more articles coming out of that. So there really isn't at a certain point in time, there is a one-to-one relationship, but fundamentally, you've got a multi-layered, multi-dimensional relationship going on here. It's very complicated. Sorry for blithering on. I'll let the speakers respond to that as well.
Could I just say quickly is that I've noticed the way that the particular titles of meetings in this field sometimes morph between digital curation, data curation, or digital data curation. And it shows the same basic mess, really, actually. I agree entirely with what you said.
Linda or Todd, anything to add?
I just say it's a very good point. I'm not sure I personally have a fixed understanding of what those definitions are, and I think part of the problem is so many of the different journals we work with define it differently, and the definitions have kind of grown organically out of need and never been deliberate. So I think it's an excellent point. Mm-hmm.
And actually, the question of what's integral is an important part of that dimension, because in this new digital era, you know, you are in fact able to publish an article or a book that includes these things where the print article or book couldn't. And that doesn't mean the issue of supplemental gets very blurred in that kind of context. Right. The article is about the data. Right. Right. I think that's a good point.
Chuck, you're raising something that is an example of how the group's thinking has changed over the last 8 months. When we started, we said exactly that. But you know what? Now there are data articles. And we've been called, several of us have done presentations on this group, and Bonnie Lawler did one at CSE. And somebody came up to her and said, in my field, the data are integral to the article. So it's all a mixed bag right now.
It wouldn't be called supplemental.
No, Well, we started out saying, if it's integral, how could it be supplemental? But it's treated as supplemental because the publisher can't put it in the article yet. Once they can put it in the article, that supplemental label goes away.
But what is in the article? Articles are full of links to things.
Yes. Well, and I have I have this vision of the article of the future is going to be an evolution of our HTML, where we already are giving them roadmaps to get through the article, because they're not reading the whole article anyway, most of them.
Yeah. Well, this was something that was envisioned in the middle 90s, actually. I mean, those of us who were around in those days.
Yes, that's right. Well, we've overstayed our welcome here. Thank you very much for sticking with us and for attending. Hope this was helpful to you.